KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The South Dakota High School Softball Championships begin this Thursday. Class AA will be at Augustana University in Sioux Falls, while the Class A and B tournaments are in Aberdeen. In the Class B tournament, it starts at 10 a.m. on Thursday. The 1-seed Castlewood takes on the 8-seed Freeman Marion Freeman Academy. The 4-seed Hanson takes on the 5-seed Avon at noon, followed by the 2-seed McCook Central Montrose and number 7 Redfield at 2 o'clock. A Class A tournament, so your top seed is Madison. They'll take on Elk Point Jefferson at 10 a.m. And then in Class AA, your first game of the day will be number 1 Jefferson and number 9 Sioux Falls Lincoln. The head of the Major League Baseball Players Association says that the union has never been broken and never will be as it prepares to fight Major League Baseball's proposal for a salary cap, raising the possibility of a lockout when the current labor agreement expires on December 1st. Interim Executive Director Bruce Meyer said Monday that the players will resist any system that limits payrolls, arguing it would fundamentally alter the sport's economic structure and reduce player compensation. Major League Baseball has proposed its first salary cap system since the 94-95 labor dispute, alongside payroll floors, setting up a potential confrontation similar to past work stoppages in baseball. Meyer says that the players' union remains unified and strongly opposed to the idea, noting baseball is the only North American sport without a salary cap and calling that structure essential to maintain player freedom in the markets. On the field last night, Milwaukee would score a season-high 16 runs as they beat San Francisco 16-2. Brewers with a season-high 18 hits. They also walked 11 times but did not hit a home run last night with those 16 runs. Detroit hit a season-high 5 home runs last night, including 2 from their catcher Dylan Dingler, as the Tigers held off the Tampa Bay Rays 10-9. Dingler had 4 hits, the 2 home runs, and drove in 4. Seattle's Cole Young had a game-winning single in the 10th. The Mariners beat the New York Mets 3-2 for their season-high 7th straight victory. The walk-off win was Seattle's 3rd in their past 4 games. The Mariners improved to a season-best 3 games over 500. Jacob DeGrom threw 5 scoreless innings to finally earn his 100th career win. Rangers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1. The Dodgers lose for just the 4th time in their past 18 games. They would lose to Arizona 4-1. The Colorado Rockies would use a 5-run 8th inning last night. They beat the LA Angels 9-8, and the Miami Marlins snap a 5-game losing streak with a 7-3 win over Washington. 6 more teams advanced to the Super Regional round of the NCAA baseball tournament yesterday. Upsets continued as Oklahoma defeated the number 2 seed Georgia Tech 8-7. Number 4 Auburn knocked off Milwaukee 8-3. Troy upset the number 8 seed Florida 10-2. And also unranked St. John's defeated the 10 seed Florida State 5-4. And also last night, USC defeated number 12 Texas A&M 7-1. And number 16 West Virginia advances with a 6-5 win over Kentucky. 8 series in the Super Regionals. They start this weekend on Friday. Best of 3, 16 teams left. We'll see who the 8 teams are headed next week to Omaha for the College World Series. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.